Well, good evening, everyone. Let me welcome you to the Team Bond International training call, and we're now in the middle of doing a leadership series. We started last week with the first leadership class, which is recorded, so you'll be able to hear it if you missed it. And so this will be the second one tonight, just to give you pointers to lead your group, because in network marketing, it's like the car dealer said, you lead, you follow, or you get out of the way. And really, leading is the best thing to do. If you have a team, you have to lead them. If you want to grow and you make your business a success, you need to lead your team. And hopefully the things that we give you over the next few weeks will really help you. And the subject we're going to begin with tonight is that your life begins when you begin. So are you putting off living the life you've always longed for? We invite you to begin the true work of your life right now. Do you find yourself saying, when things slow down, I'll do it. When I finish my degree, when I get certified, as I acquire a deeper knowledge, when I have kids, when the kids are grown, when I get well, when I get married, when I get divorced, when I retire, when I get the promotion or that raise or that job or that house, that whatever fills in the blank for you. Your life begins when you do. And here's a statement of purpose that makes all the decisions by this standard. You want to live with intention. Walk to the edge. Listen hard. Laugh. Play with abandon. Practice wellness. Continue to learn. Choose with no regret. Appreciate your friends. Lead or follow a leader. Do what you love. Live as if this is all there is. And you know, if you sail away from the safe harbor, you can catch the trade winds in your sails. You can explore, you can dream, and you can discover. And we challenge you to live as if this is all there is, and remind you that the life we're waiting for is ready to begin when we are. And you know, everything big starts with something little, but we all have an enemy that's called average. All successful people are faithful in the small things. There is a power in taking small things or small steps. Many people are moving forward today simply because they're not willing to take the small step placed before them. If you have a dream to get into any particular area, you should leap at the opportunity, no matter how small, to move in the direction of your dream. And as an example, if you were in college basketball and you were dreaming to coach, and you're sitting at home waiting for an invitation for some good coaching job at some university, you should know that that call will never come. You need to find an opportunity to coach somewhere, anywhere. Find a young person, a young team. Jump in and coach with all of your might, like you would if it was the highest level you could attain. And don't be afraid to take small steps. There's nothing wrong with that. There is something powerful about momentum. No matter how small, many times the impossible is simply the untried. I can remember a time when there was an author that John Mason wrote that he was immobilized with fear. He was consumed with what he was supposed to do. It seemed like he had a huge task in front of him. He was unable to bring himself to face it. A friend came to him and spoke the two words that broke his paralysis in his life. Those two words were, do something. He never forgot that day, and he took some small, seemingly insignificant steps, and momentum began to come into his life. And if you're at a point of paralysis in your life because of what you feel you're supposed to do, the words today for you are, do something. Don't worry about the long-term goal right now. Just take the steps that take you past the starting point. Soon you'll get to a point of no return. As you climb higher, you'll be able to see further. As you begin, don't be afraid. Eric Hoffer said, fear of becoming a has-been keeps some people from becoming anything. Every great idea is impossible from where you are starting today, but little goals add up, and they add up rapidly. Most people don't succeed because they are too afraid to even try. As incredible as it sounds, they decide in advance that they're going to fail. Many times the final goal seems so unreachable, we don't even make an effort, but once you've made your decision and you started, it's like you're halfway there. Start, no matter what your circumstances, take that first step. It's simple, just grow where you are planted. Launch past mediocrity and achieve your goals. Learn how to deal with negative feedback. Be open to change, set deadlines, control your fear and your worry, and so much more. Because, you know, fear has two meanings. The first one is forget everything and run. And the second one is face everything and rise. Which would you rather do? Face it and rise, or forget it and run? Those are important thoughts. And I'm going to give you a few things that are kind of a recipe for success tonight. We'll start with the fact that you can do more in your life. And let me give you some ideas for that. Excuse me. You want to do more than decide about things. You want to discern. You want to do more than consider things. You want to commit to them. You want to do more than forgive. You want to forget. Do more than help. Serve. Do more than exist. Live. Do more than hear. Listen. Do more than agree. Cooperate. Do more than talk. Communicate. Do more than grow. You want to bloom. Do more than spend. Invest. Do more than think. Create. Do more than work. Excel. Do more than share. Give. Do more than coexist. Reconcile. Do more than think. Plan. Do more than dream. Do. Do more than see. Perceive. Do more than speak. Impart. Do more than encourage. Inspire. Do more than add. Multiply. Do more than read. Apply. Do more than receive. Reciprocate. Do more than choose. Focus. Do more than wish. Believe. Do more than advise. Help. Do more than change. Improve. Do more than reach. Stretch. Now, isn't that wise? Wonderful things. Start with purpose to make sure you're doing what needs to be done. Add a compelling vision to give people something clear and meaningful to focus on. Mix purpose and vision with heart to bind with determination, courage, and conviction. Add a healthy amount of attention to be present and aware of the now. Blend with integrity to build trust and demonstrate authenticity. Bake with discipline to perform an optimal level and be accountable for results. Cover with generosity so that everyone gets a share. Serve with credibility so that it tastes as sweet as it is. Give thanks with grace for the abundance we have. Enjoy with spirit and feed the soul. Now that's a true recipe, you guys. And honestly, as a leadership position in any network marketing company, you need to go past just knowing that you're going to be a leader for life and you're going to be a diamond. You need to go past those areas and know how you're going to treat your downline and how you're going to take their hand and lead them to success. And all of these things are very, very powerful words. They're very true. And if you can learn to incorporate them into your being and into what you do, you will help your group so much. But I'm going to keep these lessons every week very short so you can think about them and you don't get too much to overwhelm you. Just think about them, make notes, and share them with your team. I thank you so much for being here, and I hope you'll join us again next week for lesson number 3. Good night, everybody, okay?